From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Robert Siegel. In Baghdad today, a UN special envoy outlined what he calls tentative ideas for a transition to Iraqi sovereignty on June 30th. The Bush administration turned to the United Nations after its own proposals for a transition were rejected by key Iraqi leaders. After 2 weeks in Iraq, Envoy Lakhdar Brahimi said that several aspects of U.S. policy in Iraq must change if the country is to move forward. NPR's Anne Garrels is in Baghdad. Anne, what is Brahimi's solution?
Well, while the U.S. had exposed expanding the current governing council, he proposes the council simply disappear altogether with a new caretaker government taking over after June 30th. He envisages a much more pared-down government led by a prime minister, a president as head of state, two vice presidents, and a cabinet of ministers. He also suggests Iraq convene a large national conference soon after it regains political sovereignty. According to Brahimi, most Iraqis he spoke to said this is essential to promote a real national dialogue, to bring in people who feel they've simply been sidelined. Now, this large national conference would in turn pick a council to advise the caretaker government. These are all tentative ideas, and Brahimi didn't get as much done as he'd hoped. He can't travel because of the security problems here.
Did he propose who would select the caretaker government, the president and the prime minister and the like?
No, that's a big issue. Exactly. And, you know, the devil's always in the details.
This seems like a tremendous amount to get done by June 30th, which is just 2.5 months away.
You're right, but Brahimi insisted it's doable. The beauty of the plan is that it cuts to the chase. It gets rid of the U.S.-picked governing council, which has no support here in Iraq. It's a simple structure. It focuses on the business of running the country. No grandstanding, no, you know, 25 members, you know, mouthing off all the time. However, there are already voices in the governing council balking at the proposal, which basically puts them on the streets. In fact, what they think doesn't matter all that much. What does matter is what leading Shiite cleric Ali al-Sistani thinks. Short of immediate elections, Brahimi's tried to address his concerns about having a legitimate government, and he said, you know, the real aim is to have nationwide elections in 9 months. Though he did caution security in Iraq, the way things are going now is going to have to improve a lot if those elections are going to take place.
Now, when Brahimi is critical of U.S. policy in Iraq and says it has to change, apart from the council itself, what is he talking about in particular?
Well, he said after he'd spoken to Iraqis from all walks of life that they pointed to injustices. And he says these have got to be resolved for people to have more confidence in the overall process. And these include detainees who are often held by the U.S. without charge, trial, or access to lawyers. He pointed to the wholesale dissolution of the old army and the fate of the former military personnel who were let go. He also criticized the process of de-bathification, whereby thousands of professionals have been fired from their jobs because they've been high-level members of Saddam's party. He criticized the U.S.-led governing council for not reviewing their cases as they'd promised. He also didn't mince any words about U.S. military tactics in Fallujah, saying cordoning off the city was unacceptable.
Thank you, Anne.
Thank you.
NPR's Anne Garrels speaking to us from Baghdad.